Imbop. Here's what happened in AI today. First up, Anthropic launched Claude Tag. This isn't just another Slack bot. Claude Tag lets Claude join specific Slack channels as an actual team member. You tag at Claude to delegate tasks, research, drafting, code reviews, summaries. It works asynchronously, keeps context across threads, and can even flag things proactively. Powered by Opus 4.8 in the background. And here's the wild part. Anthropic says their own product team already uses an internal version for about 65% of new code. This is Anthropic's bet on multiplayer AI. Shared context, always on presence, no app switching. Rolling out now in beta for enterprise and team plans. Next, Superhuman is acquiring GPT-0. Superhuman is the AI email client formerly known as Grammarly. GPT-0 is the AI detection startup from Princeton that hit 19 million registered users and about 30 million in annual recurring revenue. The play here is clear. Put detection directly into the writing flow so you can flag low-quality AI content and refine it to sound more human. One side of the AI authenticity equation, knowing what you're reading, and the other, using AI responsibly while writing. Superhuman calls it both sides. Speaking of AI's impact, Oracle cut 21,000 jobs over the past year, about 13% of its workforce, and explicitly cited AI adoption in its annual filing. They're the first S&P 500 company to publicly do that. The layoffs cost them $1.8 billion in restructuring, but they're pouring that savings into data center buildouts, including partnerships with OpenAI and Meta. They're not alone either. Layoffs.fyi says 196 tech companies have cut nearly 120,000 jobs so far this year, with AI frequently cited. Sakana AI, the Tokyo-based research lab known for evolutionary model optimization, launched Fugu, and it's a weird one. Fugu is a multi-agent system that hides behind a single API. It dynamically orchestrates the best frontier models, think Claude, Gemini, GPT 5.5, picking which one handles each step of a complex task. It's built for coding and reasoning workflows. You don't know which model did what, but you get better results than any single model. Underpinned by two ICLR 2026 papers on LEARN model orchestration. Not available in the EU, yet due to GDPR compliance work. And in Google News, Gemini can now fix your broken spreadsheets. A new fix button in Google Sheets diagnoses formula errors and has Gemini fix them automatically. Just click a cell with an error and the fix appears in the sidebar. It's one of those small quality of life features that actually saves time. That's your briefing for June 24th. I'm Bob. See you tomorrow.